Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55. An evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast. And then Wednesdays at 6:45, we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
Well, right now, Pastor Daves is going to come sing a song.
The cruelest words, the coldest heart, the deepest wounds, the endless dark, the lonely ache, the burning tears, the bitter night. The wasted years, life breaks and falls apart, but we know these are places where grace is soon to be. But when anything that's shattered is laid before the Lord, just watch and see. It will not be uneasy. For every choice that led to shame, and all the love that never came, for every vow that someone broke, and every life that gave up hope, we live in the shadow of the fall, but the cross says these are all places where grace is soon to be so amazing. It may be unfulfilled, it may before the Lord, just watch and see. It will not be unredeemed. Oh, He will wipe every tear. It will not be left beyond redeemed. Yeah. just watch and see. It will not be. Just watch and see. It will not be unredeemed.
Thank you, Precious. That was a great, great song, and you did it fantastically well. Thank you. I'm not just saying that because I'm married to her. She really did a good job. But you know, I've never heard anybody get up in this church who didn't do a good job. They all do fantastic.
Yes, I agree, Brother Jonathan. We truly are blessed. Well, a very happy Easter to all of our listeners today. We're so glad that you've tuned in. We're celebrating today the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, He is risen. And those who know Him and love Him and believe in Him can testify to His power and presence even in their life. The Apostle Paul met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus and was forever changed thereby, just as those who met Him during His earthly ministry were forever changed. Listeners, the Arlington Baptist College Ensemble sings a great song entitled, Jesus Made a Change in Me.
When Paul met the Lord on Damascus road, he never was the same again. When Peter met the Lord, he left his
Precious friend, it is true that when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are forever changed. You know, we don't see Him now with our natural physical eyes. The Bible says, whom having not seen, ye love. And of course, believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable. He's real to the believing Christian. They walk with Him every day. Brother John Flanagan sings a great song about this, about the walk the believer has with the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well. He sits at my table, walks with me each day, goes with me to the work, hears me when I pray, helps in all I'm doing, else 'twould be to no avail. No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well. Out the book he has written, I read it o'er and o'er. Seems each time I read it, makes me want to read it more. To hear how much he loves me, more than I could ever tell. No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well. I never have to wonder, what would Jesus do? In every situation, I know the way he chooses. We have the mind of Christ now, the Bible doth reveal. No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well. Knowing him and knowing of him, there's a difference, don't you see? Just one thing greater than knowing him, that's knowing that he knows me. Yes, he knows all about me, still for me he suffered hell. No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well. No, I've never seen the man before, but I know him very well.
Thank you, Brother Johnny. What a great message and song. Our next song is by Sister Rosie O'Toole, and it's just a great song that covers the entire message of our precious Savior, how He came to this earth, His incarnation, His birth, His death, His burial, and His glorious resurrection that we're celebrating here at Easter time. This song is about telling the old, old story.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus of Jesus, ride on. of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus.
The true believer doesn't just celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday. They celebrate the resurrection every Sunday, and in fact every day celebrate the fact that he is alive. The message of the Bible is the glorious gospel that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again, that he overcame death, hell, and the grave. And if a believer will accept him as their Savior, they are eternally and forever saved. What does the Bible say about the subject of the resurrection? Job 14:14, if a man die, shall he live again? Matthew 22:23, the same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and asked him. John 11:25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Matthew 22:31, 32, and 33, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. John 20:9, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Mark 8:31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Matthew 20:17-19. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Mark 9:31. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Mark 10:34, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. Matthew 26:32, after I am risen again, I will go before you. John 2:22. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Mark 16:6. Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. Luke 24:6. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Mark 16:9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. Matthew 28:7. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Luke 24:34. The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. Mark 16:14. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Acts 2:22-32. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Acts 3:14-15. You denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And as they spake unto the people in Acts 4:1-2, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Acts 26:23, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Romans 6:9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Acts 13:29-39, and when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again. And now going to verse 37, he whom God raised again saw no corruption. be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 17:18. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Other some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." Acts 17:32. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, the Bible says some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Acts 17:31. He hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Romans 8:34. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 1:4, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 6:5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Romans 4:24-25. For us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. 1 Corinthians 15:1-8. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. And he says in verse 3, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And we could give many other Scriptures. You have God's Word on the resurrection. You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.